Hello everybody, this is Johnny Wright, and pretty much I am going to tell you this much. This is Food Talk with Johnny. Now, most of you may have now own Life Lessons on the Go to pretty much do certain things. Well, this is a review for, well, a review on a restaurant that I went to about a couple of months ago. It was a Golden Corral, mainly. The food was great. The service could do better, but mainly, if you want to eat some good food, like steak or other things, I'd recommend this. It's in the Springfield Ingfield area, near pretty much. I've been there. I've talked with them. This is a record. Pretty much, this is a review for their place. Mainly, the food's great. The desserts are great. Pretty much, they keep their food well-tempered. Mainly, how does one put this? Golden Corral was a place I went to eat once whenever I was young, and mainly, I had done a lot of eating there, and not many waitresses gave you the evil eye like one did, but I've already talked to them about that. Mainly, I don't know what happened with her, but still, a guy's got to tell all the fact that, hey, you're going to be on my review for or Life Lessons on the Go with Johnny. And as I said, this is Johnny in collaboration with Life Lessons on the Go and Life Starter Radio. Mainly, point of topic is, the place was a great place to eat at. It's just, whenever you're eating and you look up afterwards because you feel like there's somebody trying to pretty much stare holes into you, you look up and it's a waitress that's serving your table and literally giving you the evil eye, and you're like, what the heck did I do to you? And pretty much I don't even know you yet. You're giving me the go to hell look. Mainly, my question, pretty much I already asked them about the issue on certain things of me doing a review for them, because so far, technically I could have done a surprise review, but Golden Corral, it's the one place I went to eat for an all-you-can-eat buffet, or buffet, as some people put it, or buffet, or whatever. Mainly, went there, got some steak. The steak was great for the medium well and medium well done. And pretty much, perfect steak. Loved the food there. They even had Mongolian barbecue, who as a side as a certain thing they've just added. The Mongolian barbecue was spot on with the spice and sweetness. So yeah, loved it. Also went and ate a lot of other things. Pretty much the salad buffet was a go-to place. Pretty much fresh salad, fresh carrots, other vegetables, and other things to eat. Mainly, my main thing I went for was the bread dinner rolls, the bread dinner rolls that they had on the stand. Always got one of those after I got a ton of meat because, the grease factor, mainly. My stomach has certain grease problems, so I went and ate some of the bread rolls there, too. The food was great. Service could do better, at least with the one waitress I had. Probability is there are probably other waitresses that can smile and not give you the go-to-hell look, especially whenever you've done nothing to them. The only tip I can give her on this radio is, next time you try to give somebody evil look, make sure they're not staring back at you, because as soon as I seen that evil look, I'm just like, somebody doesn't like their job. Point being is, she has work. Mainly, my form of work is this podcast. Point of being and point of reference, don't ever let a waitress stare you down with evil look. Mainly, I would have asked her, but no, I didn't want to ask her, so pretty much point is, Golden Corral's great. It's just the night shift is when you want to avoid eat certain things, mainly because so far there's that waitress, unless they fired her. My advice, don't go to the left side of Golden Corral. That's where he was posted and whenever I was eating there. Bit of advice, stay away from the left side. Ask for the right side. That way you're not dealing with evil starers at you a lot. I mean, because so far, it felt like she was trying to burn holes through me. Pretty much the food was great until I saw the evil stare. Mainly they've got good coffee even at night. Mainly I asked for coffee because that's what I wanted to drink at the time, not soda. Mainly the coffee was great, the food was great, just the service needs some work on it. Mainly, if you're going into the Springfield area, go to this place, just ask for the right side. That's my advice to you on the matter. And if you're, even if this is the Golden Corral manager listening to this, as Bree agreed, I am recommending this place for or anyone who wants to eat there for all you can eat buffet. They're good with families, they're good with the elderly. Heck, I'm 28 and already went in there once and I want to, I still want to eat there. I might even go there again, see how the service is going whenever I can get the chance. Maybe even and eat some more of their famous Mongolian barbecue, because that was my favorite one right there, along with the steak. For now, this is Johnny on Life Lessons on the Go in collaboration with Life Start Radio, saying thanks for listening, and this was Food Talk with Johnny. Hello, everybody. This is Johnny Wright in collaboration with Anchor, The Skim, and Life Starter Radio. Mainly one of our contributors, who pretty much is not a supporter, they are a contributor. Mainly the Life Starter Radio, who started the founding of this podcast. Mainly thanks to Anchor, along with The Skim, for being our supporters. If you're wanting to be a supporter, why not add support or this podcast? It's already getting at least up to 50 listens per day or once. Average listeners, 11 to 15 almost. Thanks to listeners like you, I'm able to keep up with the good work, but not all the way. I need supporters, mainly either that or somebody to donate to me. If you guys want to help me out, I need more supporters so that I can keep doing what I love doing, and that's helping people like you out with listening to stories and other things. Right now, today on Food Talk, which we're going to be doing right now, Hood's is up on the menu. Literally, I went into Hood's and they have gone digital now. They have a new ownership, mainly it is under new management. Literally, food is great, eat still, but they got rid of the big breakfast, the one key item that I loved. But still, they have free Wi-Fi for those who are buying food. Great place, lovely scenery. I had a bacon and cheese with a pickle and an purple onion sandwich, mainly. Literally, it was the best meal I had. Perfect meat to juice ratio, along with the fact of the fries were perfectly crunchy. They had the perfect texture. Literally, they have gone and far beyond and above what the original owner had at the time. But still, it's great. They even have a trucker's lounge now, apparently, for truckers to rest while they're letting their food settle and they're watching the game, mainly. Basketball, football, you name it, they've got the place set up for it. Speaking of which, if you guys are a gamer, gamers, I will be discussing football on Gamer Talk. Mainly, I have watched certain games.
I know two people, or well, two football players that are going in head-to-head. Mainly the Rams and the Patriots. No offense to any Ram fans, I'm going to go with Patriots because my father, or mainly my adopted father, who left me for certain issues, which will be another Family Matters moment to discuss as well. Also, other things to be discussed, but anyways, mainly, that will be on Gamer Talk, mainly about football, because we all are football fanatics, and we love the game. Now, mostly for food talk, the food was great. Service spot on. They've gone digital. Literally, they've got Wi-Fi. They've got games. They've got certain things that I never thought I'd say. It was a surprise. The food was great. They even had coffee for late-night goers. Ers like me. Mainly, I got to go because as my grandfather took me, so yeah, another food to eat and food for my stomach and thought. That's on how food was for there. Mainly it's Hood's, literally a trucker stop, but still a food restaurant. They've now added a buffet to their own thing. Mainly I went for the I ordered for food mainly. Wait time was a rough hour, almost an hour, hour 20 minutes. It's tops. Literally, if you want the food proper, early cooked the way they've done it, and it was perfect. So yeah, I'm gonna at least wait for my food because the food was great. The fries were perfect. The meat was as tender, along with the bacon and the cheese, the onions, the pickles. Everything was is to my liking. Literally, good job, Hood. You actually surprised me. And also, surprise, I just reviewed you guys yet again. Anyways, the food was great. If you want anything, if you're a trucker and you're wanting some good food, I recommend going to Hood's. It's in the mainly Mount Vernon region. Go on your way to Springfield. Literally, if you're a trucker, stop on by there. It's got some good food, you got some good company, and a lot of drinks there, and good coffee. Trust me, I'm a coffee guy. The coffee is good. You will love their coffee. Anyways, thanks for listening. This has been Food Talk with Johnny, and pretty much in collaboration with the Anchor, or the Skim, and Life Started Radio. This is Johnny from Life Lessons on the Go saying thanks again, and have a lovely evening if you're listening to this in the evening. If you're listening to this in the morning, good morning! Anyways, have fun, have a good evening, have a good night, whatever timeline you're in, and you're listening to this. Have a good whatever time it is, and or in this case, have a good time. And thank you for listening. And keep up the good work, guys. I'm actually happy to have avid listeners to this thing. Also, Shauna and Kelsey say thanks, too. Bye. Hello, everyone. This is Johnny in collaboration with Anchor, the Skim, and Life Started Radio. Oh, this is Life Lessons on the Go. Oh, with Food Talk yet again. And guess what? McDonald's is on the menu today, and mainly, so far, it's a fast food restaurant, a chain fast food restaurant. So I guess we should say a chain fast food restaurant is on the menu of things to talk about. Mainly, we all go to fast food restaurants. We go to McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Taco Bell. Mainly, most people nowadays are wondering, what do we do to pretty much satiate our hunger while we're hungry and we're trying to do things? If you're a person who's on the road and on the go,
do you go to certain places, or do you go to the places that people have been to, eaten at, and have had better service at for a certain area. Now, mainly the McDonald's that I was at, was pretty much a high-tech end. Mainly, I went to a McDonald's somewhere in Springfield. Literally, there were not a lot of servers at the counters. Whenever we waited for a bit, all of a sudden somebody would pop out. But you could also just touch a screen and order your food. Now, this was a surprise for me, since I had never done that before. As soon as I automatically see this, I'm like, oh, wow, so do they have Wi-Fi? Answer, yes, the Wi-Fi was great it as well, because so far I wanted to do it live there, but I had talked with the owner, or at least one of the people, and they had talked with the owner. The owner then popped up and said, no, not, I'm not going to have it. And I'm like, okay, just remember, I'm still going to be doing a review over this place, just not with you, I guess. Mainly, they did not want to do a face-to-face conversation while I did the recording. Now, due to that fact, Ryan, yeah, I'm going to say it a name, mainly just the name I saw on the badge, just Ryan, thanks for not letting me talk with you, because so far, most people want to hear why you work for McDonald's. Today's food talk subject was going to be mainly McDonald's and its workers, and how its ethics are helping people get work. Mainly, we all know how that turns out. Usually people think it's a lie or it's something with BS. With me, it's truthfully true. And so far, if anyone's listening to this, mainly the McDonald's Food Corporation, you already know the name. Yeah, I don't have to say any further on that, but mainly, I wanted to do a talk with them. I've already gotten reports from people to go to this one McDonald's, because so far, they say it's customer friendly. Well, what about podcaster friendly? Well, I can answer that much. No, it is not. No, it is not podcaster friendly, especially with Life Lessons on the Go. This podcaster tried to at least get some answers and such. All they did was feed me and give me a drink, and afterwards, pushed me aside and all that lovely crud. Mainly, I wanted so badly to talk with the owner, the co-owner of the area, mainly the one that they put in charge of the place. And you want to know what? Bupkis. I don't know if I can get a hold of the CEO of McDonald's, but if I could, I would automatically gladly ask them questions, see how they are or with their business, and see how they're trying to improve their food ethics and pretty much other things. But unfortunately, with Ryan, that was not going to happen. So, thanks to the people who pretty much told me this due to the confidentiality agreement. I've already asked them about their name. They said, no, they do not want it revealed. So, mainly, I do know one simple thing. If you're wanting food, it's a great place to eat. If you're wanting to do a podcast with one of the workers, don't go for it. Not unless you want them literally kicking you out or refusing service. Literally, I had already gotten my food whenever I asked about this, and they were going to refuse me service. I'm like, how can you refuse service when I've already gotten the food and drink, and I've already paid for it? And that's when they said, just eat your food and drink and leave us be, sir. We've got work to do. I'm like, So you don't want other people knowing about your how your food's prepared, how it's done, and all that stuff, just so people can have at least some form of concerns relieved and alleviated. Man, it was a pain in my keister just having to talk with them on that. Whenever it's customers that aren't podcasters, they're friendly as ever. And whenever I see this stuff, it's just like, wow. Anyways, that's all I got to say for today. Thank you for listening, and have a good time.